Now, we are here to bring you all the news from the Varsity Series so far, which we are leading University of Nottingham 5-2, which is very, very exciting. Now, we're going to start off with a bit of an interesting bet that one of our presenters here at URN, James Perkins, had with the SU Sports Officer, Mr. James Brandley.
Last year, we interviewed men's volleyball, and they were so confident in a win. I said I would get the URN logo tattooed on my behind if we were to lose. Okay. And then they worried me because they lost the first set, didn't they? And I was like, have they just tricked me? Have they thought that
it's probably worth it?
So I think I was planning on doing it again this year. I think swimming's
the
bank.
Probably the one you should go for.
Should we do it? We could do tattoo roulette here. Everyone pick a sport.
Oh my God.
Tattoo roulette.
Everyone pick a sport if you lose.
Dib swimming.
Okay. Fine. If you
No, mate, you're American football. You just said you were incredibly confident.
James, if we have this on air, right, if you take swimming and if we lose swimming, you get a tattoo on your behind, I will take American football.
Yeah, back in that.
Yeah,
fantastic.
That is the stupidest bet you've ever made.
No, mate, American football didn't this year. They're doing it, trust me.
Okay.
They've lost both times.
This is literally... James has just bet on a team that has never won a game against Trent.
And has this year really lost twice to Trent already.
He believes.
See, I didn't actually know that statistic, Nick.
James told you earlier.
I should listen to you later.
Well, I chose not to believe it.
We're going to win. Don't worry, mate. You don't have anything to worry about. We're fine.
Okay, good. I bank on them this year.
He's worried, I could see.
I'm now really worried. I feel like I've been tricked again.
Now, tattoo roulette, that's a very interesting, dangerous idea to have. But thankfully... for James, the URN presenter, he does not have to get a tattoo on his behind, as I quote. We won American football, but it was a risky bet because Trent had beaten UON 15 times in a row, which is a risk for James to take there with a tattoo on the bum. He was obviously quite nervous, so he went to the old bar to ease his nerves, and this was the result of it.
I have no idea what's going on, but boy am I excited. We're now 13-0 up. I don't even know if you're meant to say nil in this sport. It could be 13-0. We just converted or scored or got a point. Nick cheered something that happened. Nick seemed to know what was going on. I, on the other hand, was pouring some illegally stowed away beer into a cup and missed the touchdown. You join us at the halfway stage, and I've just been told off for pissing in a bush. Nick, what do you make of that?
fully deserved. You wandered over there very nonchalantly, like very far away from the action, so I'm not really surprising that someone saw you.
Well.
Incredible analysis there. James, what was your take on it?
I missed it, Nick. So I've just heard from a spectator, we're in f***ing business. There's like 5 minutes left or 1 minute left or 14 minutes left, depending on various outcomes.
Yeah!
Ah! Yeah! We caught the ball! Yeah! We caught the ball and we're running with it. We are still running with it.
Oh,
we're running very far with it. And we've done it! We've got a touchdown! I don't know what on earth happened. Nick! Tell me what happened.
There was an interception, James, on around our 40-yard mark.
Just an interception. It's a pick six. Okay, he's caught the ball. He's intercepting. He's turned the ball over. He's running back for a touchdown. That's it.
We've won. Right, the University of Nottingham have won Varsity American Football. See, I'm joined by Lenton the Lion as we look like we're about to win the American Football. Do you know what's going on?
I have no idea whatsoever what's going on.
Is that because you can't see or because the sport is very confusing?
Trent, that's it.
Yeah, like we're going to win for the first time in like 7 years or something
like
that.
We're going to do it. We're absolutely going to do it and it's going to be crazy.
Are you the same Lenton the Lion that is at every event or is it a different one each time?
That's okay. A deep secret of the university.
Fair enough. Mitch, what the f*** happened?
It just feels so good to have won it at Varsity in front of our biggest crowd this season.
I mean, I'm sure that catching the ball and running with it, running far was, you know, technical terms there.
I don't think I could do much better, really.
So, great commentary from Mr. James Perkins. Yeah, no, I agree, actually. It's a very confusing game. Other than touchdown, I don't know any other technical terms when it comes to American football. But now, it wasn't just that commentary that James's antics ruined, frankly. Also, Mr. Nick Clay's professional commentary was somewhat intervened.
So we'll see if Trent can take similar advantage.
I have a meteorological update. It's very cold, Nick. Back to you in the studio.
Thanks, James. James, what did you make of that Trent touchdown?
It was all right. I have a meteorological update for you. It's really, really cold. I'm probably just going to go to the inside bar.
That would be really... Oh, whatever. We've got a meteorological update from our resident weatherman, James Perkins.
It is freezing.
Thanks, James.
meteorological updates. Nicely done from the weatherman. I wouldn't have even known what that word was until I was informed before that, you know, it was to do with the weather. And also, I'm bleeping cold did give somewhat away. Of course, American football is quite a difficult sport to follow, isn't it? As we were saying, Shana, like, I actually don't really understand the rules.
It just stops and starts, isn't it? It does all the time.
It's very stoppy and starting. There's a lot of people in tight lycra with helmets on, and you know, it's just a bit too aggressive for me, and also the clothing's just a bit too tight for me as well. But anyway, so it is a difficult spot to follow, and with no cameras there, it can sometimes be a bit, you know, who has won, as we found out during the game.
The University of Nottingham have won the Varsity American Football for the first time in 7 attempts, and we've beaten Trent.
Oh, we haven't. Oh, for God's sake.
Freddie.
Have they called it? They haven't called it. What, are they?
I don't know what's happening.
They're preparing to storm the pitch.
The coach has been dunked in water already. What is happening? Is this over or not? I'm so confused. There it is! We have officially won the American Football Varsity for the first time in 7 years. We've beaten Trent.
That was interesting, wasn't it? I don't know. I would have been the same. Like, again, it's not like rugby at all.
Yeah.
So I would never have known if we'd won.
There was some serious confusion. It wasn't even a question of, you know, who was being sent off, or is there 10 men on the pitch, as Chris Kamara found out in that fateful interview. It was, you know, have we won or have we not? But thankfully we did win. So all in all, a good conclusion.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, as you guys, I'm sure, because you've all been tuning in to the earlier Varsity Tonight shows, we've been doing a thing called a word sneak, haven't we? Which is it's quite fun.
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Very interesting. Now, so the American football word sneak was third base, and the swimming word to sneak into their interviews was virginity. So we're going to now hear how both teams got on.
Even sometimes as a lineman, for example, you know, we have calls such as base, third base, you know.
Do you have much idea of kind of what the competition's like with Trent, what their team has been doing this year?
Well, I think for a lot of Trent, a lot of them will be losing their varsity virginities, you know, and same for our team. You know, we've got a lot of freshers who will be losing their virginity in varsity too.
If you had to think of it in terms of waves or even bases, we've gone to pretty much third base or something like that.
I feel like we've got a lot of returners, so they've already lost their varsity virginity. They haven't got a pool to train in, so I mean, for some of them, they'll be losing their swimming virginities, I reckon.
So, American football there got third base in 3 times, which is, you know what, it's okay, but I would have thought third base would have been relatively easy to throw in there.
Strong effort, though, because you did say base a few times
base
as well.
Base was in there. I mean, we did. It is dubious over whether we should give them a half point, but we thought, you know, we're quite tough on Varsity tonight, so we thought, you know what, 3 points, that's it. And swimming did exceptionally well and got in virginity 4 times.
That's hard. That's not
that
easy.
That is so difficult.
All.
You know what, really naturally as well, I didn't think, oh, God, I've just
why
said virginity.
Said
why is he saying that? You know, it was very, very natural. So far, I'll read out the leaderboard for us. In the word sneak challenge on Varsity Tonight, trampolining on 8, which is an exceptional score. Men's basketball on 7, women's basketball on 6, fencing on 3, archery on 1, dodgeball on 0, which is frankly quite disappointing. American football on 3 and swimming on 4. So trampolining are still reigning supreme. But we'll find out in other Varsity Tonight shows how the other teams got on. But yeah, so word sneak. Very, very, very interesting little feature there. Now, in light of Paul the Octopus's, it's quite a difficult word to say. In light of Paul's World Cup predictions, Roxy, your Anne's very own hamster, has been predicting the Varsity scores so far. Now, Roxy has got 5 right, which is pretty good going. But unfortunately, today, Miss Roxy the hamster has predicted 2 wrong. And we've got a statement coming in now, actually.
Following her unsuccessful prediction of the Varsity Rugby Union result, URN has sadly made the decision to sack Roxy the psychic hamster. Since she can no longer inexplicably predict the results of sporting fixtures, there is no longer a place for her within our radio station. We'd like to place on record our thanks for her week and a half of service and wish her well for the future. Roxy was unavailable for comment because she's a hamster.
Oh, I hope Roxy's
she's
okay.
She's going to be heartbroken.
She's probably going to have to pack her bags to Job Centre tomorrow, so that's going to be difficult for her. But you know what? She did. I think we don't give her enough credit here on your end. She did get 5 right.
5 is two wrong.
2 wrong, yeah. 5 right, though. But there we go. Roxy's gone, but we wish her well.